This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM On Screen, everybody. I'm Andrew Jubin alongside Eric Siska, Christopher Cabin, Steven Sadak.
Sit up here. God, get some good posture.
That's right. God damn it. Yeah. You better
you
sit up
have
straight.
Like a fucking mechanical thing, like Emperor Palpatine shoved up your butthole in order for you to fucking.
It is my butt plug. I'm afraid my butt plug will be fully operational when your friends arrive. Yes, Mike.
Some of them vibrate.
The vibrating egg.
This is an on-screen conversation about, of course, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Really quick, vibrating egg, Darth Vader's head. Carry on.
Oh, no, I got another perfect. Vibrating egg. Are you ready for more vibrating egg jokes, guys?
The Easter Bunny's around the corner.
We've received the plans for Emperor Palpatine's vibrating eggs. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
You know, Richard Grant, you can control it by iPhone.
Many Bothans died from anal orgasms.
That is a lie and a misnomer.
Shit, man. I don't know where to begin. This movie's kind of a dud.
It's Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, unless we've said it already.
I did.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's all right. Just to remind people what we're talking about here, sure. Especially because we're just talking about vibrating eggs and anal orgasms.
You know, we're having people, that's what people want. It's the movie didn't give you what you wanted.
It's
you
been
want
2 weeks.
Egg talk.
It's been 2 weeks.
I'm sorry. I mean, thankful that I brought it up.
I saw this movie twice.
Same.
And the
same.
Second time I was a lot more forgiving. I was in a better headspace, I think.
Uh-huh.
I had a therapy session beforehand.
Did
you talk about the movie?
That was all. No,
man, although I was tempted. I was
this week he's talking about fucking Star Wars.
I was
again.
Just like, what am I going to get kicked out of therapy for this? And I was like, no, I'm not. No, but I mean, like, we went to the Alamo with my wife and a friend of ours.
Yep.
And I was drinking during it. And
I
knew all the stuff that was going to happen, all of the things, the pain points. I was aware of, and I enjoyed myself a lot more than I thought I would the second time around, even though this movie, to Andrew's point, is kind of a dud.
I agree with that. I feel like the second time I had more fun with it, I realized I don't necessarily need to have a strong opinion. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just whatever.
It's totally fine to shrug your shoulders at a Star Wars movie, I think, is the lesson I learned here. Because piggyback off of you, Steve, Chelsea and I went to Alamo, Brooklyn.
Mm.
I got a blue milkshake that had a bunch of vodka and blue curacao. And then I just drank like three more beers after that. And it was good. It wasn't a Star Wars movie in where I was crying at any point, really, I don't think. I think maybe I had like one little tear up moment. I'm usually kind of a mess with these things.
Sure.
Also, we should say, because we're, I guess, about to get into the actual story stuff.
Spoiler
alert, if you have not seen Rise of Skywalker, we're going to talk about any and all things that come to our head. This is a completely improvised conversation. If you're finding this on YouTube, we're just going to riff. So if you haven't seen it, you know.
I'll say, I saw it twice. I saw it once. I was furious. I fucking hated it.
After the first time?
First time, I fucking hated it. Yeah. And I guess the quote unquote good thing about this is the second time in, I was like, I remember nothing but what I ate. So
what you ate or what you hate?
What I hate about it. So like,
because I can picture you eating in a movie.
Well, I do occasionally, as we all do.
Sure, we all.
I'm
just joking.
You know, the Skywalker sliders. Yes. I know. And so I go back to it. And like, again, like, I think my opinion is that up until Kijimi, Kajimi, once Kajimi ends is when I start having huge problems.
Kajimi's where they run into Lando?
Yes. Okay. No.
That's Kerry Russell's Freak. Home planet.
Oh, yes. Cool. Where it's like, it's
Babu Freak?
Yeah, is Babu Frick.
Frick.
Babu Frick, by the
Babu
way.
Babu Frick. Babu Frick, where?
Babu Frick.
Kajimi, dude. You know what that was?
Hell yeah.
Closest thing we're going to see Star Wars at Christmas time.
Yes.
Because it's like gently snowing. It looked like Dickensian London Town for a lot
I
of
like
it.
That. I also... Kajimi, I thought you were going to say, is the closest I've ever seen to Kathy Najimy in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to go with the Kathy Najimy joke. Nice.
There we go. I saw this. I will say, personal story.
First time, where did you see it?
Just the Regal Union Square.
Yeah, nice shitty theater. Nice.
they're revamping it. It's actually looking
they're
a little
gonna
bit nice.
They're going to try their best. Yeah, okay.
But so I went and really nice gentleman. The movie ends. I'm really disappointed. My brother is in from out of town. We made a plan to go see it.
Yep.
It's right before the holidays, and I'm getting up, and I've been holding a piss for like 48 minutes, and this really nice dude is like, hey, man, are you Steven Sadak? And he was really nice, and it wasn't so awestruck. He's like, are you Steven Sadak? I was like, yeah, I am, man, and I'm just doing this, and he's like, I really love the show, and I shook his hand, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, it's just like, eh. I gotta pee.
May I come with you?
No, he's a very nice guy, but I felt
and then
bad.
Then I met a fan again.
Because he was like, what do you think? I was like, that was all right. He was like, dude, that thing. I was like, yeah, it's all right.
You know what you should have done, dude? And this would prevent piss anyone from talking pants. To you in the street. Yes, you are
what?
Right. Just
really?
Fucking. Yeah, I'm Steven Sadak. Ah, you just start pissing yourself in the lobby.
That's awesome. Piss yourself. Do it now. We're on YouTube as well, folks.
Well, I'm wearing dude, black, it got taken down, though.
Yeah. I'm wearing black jeans. It wouldn't really scan. I should have worn my light jeans.
I could tell, though. I could tell.
You can smell it.
I can smell it.
I will say that is the worst time to...
Oh, my God, he's doing it.
At the end...
That's a blacker black on your jeans.
I am not pissing my pants.
Well, the camera can't show the floor, but there is a pool happening.
That is sort of the worst time, and it's not his fault, to talk to somebody is after a blockbuster, because I always have to piss.
Absolutely.
The end of any blockbuster, I am beelining it for a bathroom.
I got screwed over at the Alamo Brooklyn because, and I know they're expanding, but the fucking bathroom situation
it's
in
a
that
disaster.
Theater is abhorrent. I got out, walked to the bathroom. You just open it and there's just a dude there that's like, sorry, full, you know. And I was like, fuck. I was like Homer Simpson in the Homer Simpson versus New York. I went all the way up to the one tower and I was like, nah. And I had to go all the way back down, run fucking downstairs.
Yeah, the downstairs is the trick.
Yeah, but that's a blessing bathroom though, man, because not a lot of folk use it and it's usually pretty open.
Here, sir. Here's a bucket in the closets there. Hand me your bucket when you come back. We recycle them.
I want to say another thing.
You have to use it for popcorn the next day.
Theater etiquette, man. We're walking into the theater, okay? Mm-hmm. And there are people right outside, like in the lobby, just talking about the movie.
Yeah, you can.
And I started yelling because, like, Chelsea and I were both like, mah, 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 and I was like, why don't you take it outside? Like, just fucking screaming in this lobby. How
what'd
can
they,
you
they
do
say?
That?
They, what did they say?
I, dude, it was.
Ah,
just,
it's terrible. It's fucking awful.
It was
terrible,
no. I didn't even stick around, but it was like, and Princess Leia, and I was like, no! Nah!
Yeah, because I mean, I've gotten into the habit for these movies at least, put my headphones on the way in, and I'm just, even with a person, right. And I'm like, I'm sorry, friend, I'm crazy.
Through the trailers. You got to go through the trailers. I leave them in.
Yeah.
So the dead speak.
Oh.
How cool would it have been to actually have heard that message and see our intrepid heroes and villains experience that instead of having it in the scroll?
It's tough. And I mean, I actually kind of like that Kylo Ren silent murdering all those weird fucking people in Raiden hats situation. I don't know what's going on that planet. It looks cool.
But I hate that it's in slow motion.
Yeah, I don't
I
mind
think that's
that.
Kind of, like, I kind of think
slow
it
motion
slows
is
down.
No business in Star Wars.
Yeah, it's so early, too. Like, it's the second shot of the movie.
Or was that him trying to find the Sith Wayfinder?
It was him trying to find the Wayfinder. Gotcha. He's killing a bunch of guardians of whatever.
Oh, the Sith PS?
Dude, I mean, like, and that's the thing. We're saying, I mean, the dead speak... My asshole clenched. I was like, oh, because Palpatine's back. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah,
but I was like, the dead speak, and it's like the Palpatine may be back, ladies and gentlemen. And
but
I'm
it's
like,
the same. It's funny though, because we were just talking about this Return of the Jedi on the Return of the Jedi episode that we dropped in December, and in that scroll, it's like, by the way, everybody, there's a second Death Star right in that fucking scroll.
Sure.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's
a big story reveal that's just presented to you in text.
But it's different because that's just a fucking a base. Like, it's not a humongous character that you didn't see, like, come back. He's just like, yeah, he's back.
I don't know, man. The reveal of a second Death Star is kind of a huge deal after not having one in The Empire Strikes Back.
Here's the thing, and I think this, my two times watching this movie, in both times, the Emperor sucks. He totally sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It sucks. He sucks. And not McDormand specifically, but like the way they dress him up, all of his dialogue,
give
all of his movements.
Give me some explanation. I understand Snoke was a clone, called it, or whatever. But like, give me something. Make him a clone. Or like, he blew up and was fine? His fingers hurt now? That's his only thing?
I have bad arthritis from being blown up.
One other thing. Yeah. I like the planet. I hate his lair. I think it's really messy garbage.
It's dark.
You can't see what's going on.
Nope.
There's no detail.
And especially the second time, because the second time you're aware, like, you're not like, what is happening?
Right.
But the second time, like, wait, what's happening? Because again, it's really dark. I don't know. He's got these like thousands of people that are around him in this like
Colosseum crowd.
I guess they were inhabit.
And this is just my conjecture. I don't know. I didn't read any of the supplemental material that I guess.
And you may never. Going to,
they're doing a Rise of Kylo Ren comic series.
Oh, I'm like,
okay, because that's the shit I was more interested in anyway than the Emperor in a fucking claw machine.
So, oh, wait, you almost got me.
Sorry, got the teddy bear that time.
getting a hold of this Chester Cheetah plush. Hold on.
So I guess they're just like Sith worshippers that lived on this planet and then helped
Are
him.
They Sith?
I guess
themselves?
It's a Sith planet. I don't
They're
know.
They're like Renfields. They're not like real Sith.
They can't be Sith because that would mean they would have powers of their own, et cetera, et cetera.
In a year, we'll do a review and see where you come up.
Unless they're stealing children like the First Order did, but I need to understand what's happening
There's just not enough there.
So did they build this Sith fleet of Imperial Star Destroyers or... The fucking supplemental materials for the last movie set up the Aftermath trilogy of novels mention a contingency plan by the Emperor in which they do send starships into the unknown regions.
In the event I am thrown off a cliff.
It's kind of cool though. Like in the books and stuff, it's just like, oh, he's just gonna break the chessboard and start a new game out there. And it's like, okay, cool. Maybe mention any of that shit? Maybe mention Thrawn?
If you're watching this tape, it means you're in a horror trilogy.
By the way, this is my Emperor impression because that's what he's doing this entire movie. Yeah. It's like a little hamster.
Yeah, with the hands, yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Put me in my wheel.
I just don't...
Because it's just Dracula.
It's just Dracula. It's not great. I mean, like, he's got this black shit on his mouth.
He looks terrible.
He looks terrible. And I mean...
I guess it's a point, but like...
I think
it's not interesting to look at.
That's the thing. It's not. It should be disgusting.
Yes.
If it's going to be something, it should be disgusting.
Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
He should have like fucking oil coming out of his mouth.
Ian McDiarmid, I think, is great. And I actually think he's the best part of the trilogy movies, actually. Like he's having a ball all.
The prequels.
He's having a ball in those three movies, especially the third one. And he's worth watching. If there's a reason to watch that trilogy, which I don't think there is,
no.
It's him.
Him and McGregor, I would say.
Yes. And I mean, like,
yes.
And McGregor. In this movie, you're going to bring him back. He's got to be better. And not just bring him back in a Force Ghost capacity or a whatever capacity. He's the big bad, and he sucks.
Yep.
Well, that's
really disappointing.
What Johnson broke in that second one, which was a huge radical move, is fucking the mythology of this all. So, like, you have if the whole point of this, it's a stupid thing to fucking do. But if really is what Abrams wanted to do was to make the mythology build it back up, this guy has no presence. He's a little machine. Like, you have to center him as a great being of humongous power, not just have the lightning storm the end.
Snoke held court. In both of those movies. We don't really see that in this movie.
No, and I mean, like, also, like, to your point, actually, Snoke looks great as a CGI creation. I think make a CGI Emperor. It would have been blasphemy in quotation marks, but, like, then you could light him properly, and, like, it would look like something.
Also, deteriorate part of his body, make him look gross.
If you're saying...
Oh, man, what if he's just a skeleton in a robe?
I'm into it. 110%.
And it's just, like, Harryhausen skeleton.
Yes, the better.
Yes.
That would be in line with the whole Star Wars tradition of, like, this is based off of fucking shit George Lucas saw growing up, Buck Rogers, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
I mean, I think the whole, oh man, I had a thing of beef something, the emperor
beef
lost
cheese
it, was interrupted and lost
on
it.
A roll.
Fuck. Ah, fuck. Can't remember now. Yeah. Oh, with ooh, right there. Oh, Andy Serkis.
Four seconds. Snoke.
Snoke. So you say, like, you see that, like, dead Snoke in a fucking tank or whatever, right? And so it's like, if the idea is he's
growing Snoke, dude,
why can he have, like, dupes like Saddam Hussein exactly. And Snoke is still the fucking bad guy? It the fact that Abrams had to look at what Rian Johnson created and then was like, nope, it's just a clone, and bring back another thing. He's a creatively bankrupt fucking B-team Steven Spielberg from the 80s, and he's never been anything else but.
He's got these Snokes in here like gherkins. Like, just they're packed piled in. Them in there.
Dude, they're in like a little like garlic. Like oil
do you want a bread and butter Snoke or
a dill Snoke?
Dill or spicy?
I will
spicy
say, though,
Snokes.
It's quite telling the last couple. Now, I'm kind of glad we did this 2 weeks out. Because the fucking paper trail on this movie, it is like the fucking Panama Papers. It's like, you did it. No, you did it. It's like, yeah. Kathleen Kennedy, that bitch. Can I speak candidly? She's a bitch. Because she wanted Burr Palpatine back. And Chris Terrio's like, no, it's Abrams. And Abrams is like, no, it's Terrio. And like, nobody knows who did what.
Yeah.
Because it just, it's
a fucking mess.
That's the thing.
And
the movie saw
a mess on screen.
The movie is a mess. If the movie was clear, like, I don't even think Palpatine's the worst idea. Even the Rey thing, which we'll get into, is bad, but I don't think it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the universe.
Yeah.
It's just performed poorly.
It's executed
Not performed, she's shittily. Good. I will say she's good.
It's executed shittily. Yeah. And also, another thing to bring up, because it does tie into all of this, this movie is really poorly edited.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It is so slapped together, you can fucking smell the glue coming off this thing.
Haste with an idiot's
and
fucking
I do. If you want to really resurrect Palpatine, I think it could be done well, sure. But you need to devote time to it. And we just learned this past day or two that 30 minutes was cut out with the whole J.J. Abrams cut.
Yeah, release the J.J. cut.
Which, you know what?
Everybody.
I know they're not going to, but I almost want them to, because I feel like this movie needed to be longer for the amount of fucking shit they shoved
absolutely,
into it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's only like 2 hours and 25 minutes. And like, I'm sorry, we were earlier this year slamming fucking Infinity War and whatever.
Endgame.
But like,
make two movies. Honestly, what is this fucking?
Yeah.
What is this? This beholden to a trilogy.
Trilogy.
Also, you just got cucked by Martin Scorsese, who made a 3.5-hour masterpiece.
Yep.
Why not make your stupid movie 3.5 hours?
I'm fucking your wife.
And you see me up there in your window with your wife.
See that emperor up there? That emperor is up there with my wife. No, but like that movie, I think anyway, and I know people disagree, and that's fine. What we do here.
Yeah, and it's okay to like a movie, by the way.
I didn't feel the length of The Irishman. I saw it in
at
the theater in Alice Tully Hall in New York City, one of the worst fucking seats ever. I didn't have to get up and go to the bathroom. I fucking sat there. It flew.
Moves.
This 2 hours and 25 minutes, you could have fucking left shit in here. People will sit in the theater for it. It's Star Wars. I'm sorry.
I agree, but I also think another move would have been delay this a year. You get Carrie Fisher. Like,
sure.
Here's the thing: you guys backed the wrong horse. You killed Ford. You killed Hamill, and you're like, it's gonna be the Carrie Fisher show, and then she dies tragically.
Yeah.
After you make that second movie, and very clearly, they were watching the fan reaction up to that second movie as they were writing the script, and B, were like, well, how the fuck are we gonna deal with this character that we set up to be this big, important character that is now dead? And they just wrote it. They're like, well, it's got to come out in 2 years no matter what. Like, put it on 2020. What? Put it on 2021. Like, you had The Mandalorian coming out this year anyway. Like,
we take got some Star Wars. Yeah,
take
exactly.
Some fucking time and write the movie properly.
But I take issue with that, because she dies. 9 months later, they hire a writer.
Yes.
You have so much time. So much time to rethink your story.
And it would have been great if they thought about everything a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like...
Well, even hiring Chris Terrio, the guy behind Batman vs. Superman, is a nod to the assholes on Reddit being like, you like those stupid, awful movies, right?
But
we'll get the guy who brings stupid, awful movies here.
And Argo.
Well, no. And Argo, too.
No, and here's the thing. No one's ever going to think about Argo ever again or rewatch
ever.
It. But I think that movie has a good script behind it.
Yeah.
Argo?
I think Argo has a good script.
It's crazy how Argo opens with, like, the dead speak. And it's about, like, the Ayatollah Khomeini coming back.
Well, dude, it's the Ayatollah, dude. He's in the claw machine.
Secret transmissions from the Ayatollah have been heard throughout the galaxy.
The claw gets stuck in his beard. It's like a whole thing.
We're being really negative Nancy's here. Again, I saw it the second time. The one thing that I liked the first time, and I really liked the second time, which I think this movie does well, is it finally gives Finn, Rey, and Poe a lot of stuff to do together.
Sure.
And I mean, maybe that's fan service. Maybe that's not. It probably is fan service. And I think that those three actors play off each other really well. I like, and it's kind of funny because Oscar Isaac hasn't said a word to Daisy Ridley in this entire, the first two movies.
Yeah.
And in this movie, they're like, hey, remember all this, these adventures we've been on you haven't seen? Which it's fine. And I actually think that, I think the three of them play off each other well. I think that that dynamic is really fun.
I agree.
And I think that, that all those scenes, when they go to the fucking,
Oh, you mean the scenes where they go to find a MacGuffin to then find another MacGuffin to then go to the MacGuffin planet?
I mean, this is the problem when you,
when you have a whole MacGuffin planet,
what's
big
the
problem.
Term? There's a term for this.
Bad
fetch
writing?
Quest. Fetch questing.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, just, you have to go on a quest to fetch something. Uh-huh. And then you just throw a bunch of those into the movie,
right.
And that's all you're doing.
The dagger to the Wayfinder. Dude, just go to the Wayfinder.
I don't give a fuck.
A fucking dagger.
Yeah.
The Wayfinder is stupid. I'm sorry it is. And so is the dagger. Like, I mean, like, you get one. It's a Wayfinder or it's a dagger. It can't be both.
Yep. Either one of them can tell you the map to the whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter.
And even in when I rewatched Force Awakens, that map to Luke Skywalker is kind of stupid too. Like, it's just, it's sort of a thing where, like, that's not Star Wars. We're not looking for maps. We're not looking for ancient runes. We're just going on an adventure. Oh man, Han's frozen. Oh man, fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and we know where things are magically. We know where Dagobah is. Like, the whole, like, maps to what treasure maps. It's not, it doesn't feel Star Wars to me.
It's video game. Rules going into Star Wars now.
Yeah, and that's a big problem because, I mean, like, video games pull it off because you're, like, interacting with it and it's giving you the thing to do, but honestly, that's not a way to tell a story.
It's not, at least, a
non-interactive story.
I mean, it's all over. Like, Aquaman does the same thing.
Sure.
Like, it's all that. But you can play, like, this is not the movie I was expecting it from.
Yeah.
So watching it, I was just like, I don't know why.
And again,
doing
I think you get one. Also, I do more positive stuff. I love, and I want, you want to talk about a side character that I want a comic book series, I want a movie about. I want the assassin for Rey's parents to have a whole fucking... the second time
Ochi
around, I'm like, this guy,
I like the cut of his jib. They could... I feel like that could definitely be a hunter for Baby Yoda in the timeline. It would work.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Season 2, season 3.
Of The Mandalorian. Yeah, I like that guy. I like a lot of the character designs. I like Carrie Russell a lot. I mean,
she's,
I don't know
great.
What we're going to talk about.
I mean, it's that's a positive thing I'll say. I think she's great. There's definitely not enough of her. There's just not enough of her.
Her entire character is like, hey, I'm here to tell you kids out there that Poe is not gay. He's not gay.
I don't necessarily.
Stop talking about him like that.
I don't necessarily
buy that.
Him and
Finn are just friends. They're just friends.
That's how it felt like.
I don't necessarily buy that.
Because she's not a character, really.
She's not a character. I mean, she's a Star Wars character, which means she's not a character, first of all.
That's true.
I mean, there's not a ton of development throughout this franchise,
and then
really.
The big cap to her fucking story is when all the people come, hey!
Yeah, I mean, she's
let's go!
And not only that, Babu Freak, or whatever his fucking
name. Babu Frick.
Can you
say his name
he's
right?
He's a character from Thumb Wars. He's not a character from
Star
Wars.
I like Babu Frick, and I will fight you for him.
Did this Jib Jab jumps up in her cockpit that looks superimposed?
He's adorable. You're ridiculous.
Dude, Salacious Crumb is a Jib Jab, man. I'm sorry to
tell
you.
He's a puppet Jib Jab.
I'll say I'm with Eric because Babu Frick should not be put in danger like that.
Also,
leave Babu Frick with the computers.
How about Babu Frick does something that fucking matters, like wipe C-3PO's memory forever? Can there be
Let's
any
talk
finality
about
that.
Let's
in
talk about that.
In this fucking shit.
Here's a thing that really bugged me. Like, I feel like I'm okay with this movie. I do have problems with it, and it's fine. But the take backs with the deaths really bothered me. You know what? Like, my jaw hit the floor when that transport exploded, and you think Chewbacca is dead.
Sure.
And I'm like,
kill him.
Fuck, that's effective.
You think he was dead?
I did for a second. I really didn't. I was like, there's no way.
My heart was broken for about 3.5 minutes.
They're not going to kill Chewbacca like that.
They're not going to
do it.
Why not, though? That's what I'm saying.
It's the end of the...
You know who would have killed Chewbacca? Rian Johnson.
He might have,
Ryan
but
Johnson
this is not him. But
I would kill Chewbacca.
But I need you see his face. He has to have like a heroic end, like all or like a big meaningful
now,
end. Like
someone here killed Chewbacca, and
Stanfield, close the door. No one's leaving.
We're gonna find a donut inside of a donut inside of a donut, and find out who Chewbacca is.
Here's the thing, though. It would really, and it sounds dumb, but it would be a little bit realistic because sometimes that shit fucking happens. And I think Chewbacca is a character that's on a level where you could do that to it, and you wouldn't have fucking Chewbacca got done dirty.
I would have had a tattoo that said Chewbacca got done dirty.
It's okay to have sudden tragedy in your storytelling.
Look, I agree with you, but I know for a fact Star Wars isn't going to do that. They're
but
not going to
saying,
just kill this beloved character
you
like
could.
That.
Even if you have Chewbacca potentially dying in this car accident, credit to Steve Sadak for texting that a few days ago. But it's just like, so Ben Solo grew up with Chewbacca, obviously.
Yeah.
Rey knows Chewbacca.
Yeah.
They're pals.
They're both just like, oh, I guess he's in there. I guess I can't use the Force to understand what other people are.
And later they do.
They're like, I guess he was on another trans.
There was another trans.
But to be fair, though, that's all over the original trilogy, wherein, again, Darth Vader is this close to his biological daughter and cannot figure out that he's this close to his biological daughter.
Yeah, but they're not blowing her up and then bringing her back to life.
Also, you're supposed to learn as you go along.
I know, I get it.
All right, listen. All right, so regardless of the fucking magic movie detective over here.
Chris, kill him like that.
Could you put on your detective hat before we continue this?
There's a donut in the donut yet again.
Listen. It's dumb that there's a second transport. Mm. It's also dumb that C-3PO makes this gigantic sacrifice. And I'll say it. I hate that robot. And I still say it's a gigantic sacrifice to get his memory wiped. Dude, why would it be the end of the world to just leave that fucking robot?
I think that's a great one.
And that's how the prequels ended, right? Didn't he get his memory wiped?
They both do.
Just to fucking wipe their memories. Who gives a shit?
I think that makes so much more sense. It's kind of poetic. And R2, like, I think somebody had told me that there's an alternate cut to the end of this movie wherein R2 is explaining the trilogy to 3PO at the end of it. Like,
right.
And like that's he has to relearn it. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of like that idea. And maybe that's fake. And
who's
maybe
telling you there's this alternate cut? All this knowledge about these alternate cuts and what?
Are you on Reddit?
I am not.
Steven?
Not in this house.
Steven? Don't you lie to me.
I have a Reddit account, but I barely use it. But
I think the take backs, I think it's totally.
No, but I mean, like,
coward,
and it's such a
coward writing.
It's a small thing. Like, blowing up C-3PO would have been like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Erasing his memory is totally fine. Like, it'll make people a bit sad, but it's the third movie. We should be a little bit sometime.
He's been blown up before we saw him put back together, so that wouldn't work anyway.
I'm going to put that fucking robot back together! I think it's all because the robot can't translate Sith. Is Sith a language, ladies and gentlemen? Is that what we're doing now?
It's a religion. It's a language. I don't even know what it is anymore. And also, like, the whole development of like Snoke and Kylo Ren not using the Darth name, I felt like we were getting away from the Sith.
We were,
right?
Because you can do evil shit without worshiping the devil or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Look
and
at evangelical Christians.
Absolutely, perfect example.
Speaking of Kylo, we're jumping all over. It's fine.
That's
people have seen. Come on.
Another beef that I really had. Why the fuck does the laying in state body of General Organa not disappear right when she dies? Oh. Why does it hold off until Kylo fucking
Well, this is a big conversation. It's the Leia conversation. This is the Leia conversation needs to happen.
Okay. Chris, Mr. Cabin.
It was convenient to the plot. That's the reason. I'm sorry. There's no other reason.
What is the fucking Star Wars reason?
No, I'm saying the Leia conversation, which
I can tell you the Star Wars reason, though. Like, but like, she's like using the Force to transfer the goodness back into Ben Solo or some shit.
Whatever.
I didn't buy that.
Yeah. But how is a dead body doing that?
I watched that twice and it was never clear to me. I think, and again, like I said, like, I get it. They got caught with their pants down. They backed the wrong horse. Carrie Fisher tragically died. But like, you can do the Lydia Soprano thing one scene. It's got to be a short scene.
Yep.
To do it, to have her be in two-thirds or a third of this movie where it's like this fucking bizarre conversation she's having with nobody. And by that, I mean Greg Grunberg.
Don't worry, his mother calls him that too.
But like, it just, and it's nonsensical. Like, he says something and she says something else. No, exactly. And I mean, like, I was actually, and this is the wrong thing in a Star Wars movie. When Leia died, I was relieved. I was like, thank God she's fucking dead. Because the character, they changed the character totally because she's a Jedi now all of a sudden.
And she's training Rey, which we always wanted to see, right, everyone? We read the post. And by the way, Chewbacca's getting a medal because Maz saw your Reddit post.
The medal thing worked for me sort of the second time. Because it is what...
Why do you think it sucks?
Because it's just fan service.
It is fan service.
It has nothing to do with anything. There's... Why are we suddenly giving
medals?
I mean,
it is a joke
medals?
That we've been telling for 10 years, though, that he should have got that medal.
But also, I'll say
that's
why...
what you guys have been saying.
What
I say
hate,
that dog needs to be in a cage.
What I hate about Maz in this movie is that, like, for the last... Like, it's implied in Force Awakens that her and Chewbacca have been fucking... Like,
yeah, wait, no, it is not.
What the fuck
it
are you talking about?
She's like, where is
co-signing
that?
This? I didn't notice, but I like
well,
it.
No, when she's
where's my boyfriend? She's, where's
that Wookiee?
Yeah, she's right.
But that's like a cute thing that people
fucking
say.
Dog also, would split that thing open,
oh,
man.
God.
He might have, but here, maybe that's why she's so short.
Force healing has been confirmed, so maybe like
fucking,
Leia fixed
just
her
filthy.
You all waited 2 weeks for this.
No, okay, so maybe they don't fuck.
Okay.
Maybe they just know
just
each other well.
Suck and play?
But all she's doing is like, Leia wanted you to do this.
Yes.
Leia wanted you to do this. I am not a character at all, you see. I'm just a funny
looking
thing.
That's a great point, Chris, because she was...
Her eyes do look like pineapples.
She was a completely different character in those first two movies, and now she's just exposition bot.
Well,
dude.
To be fair,
her lines to a robot.
Wait, I'm sorry. In The Last Jedi, dude, she is just seen
that's
on the
true.
Skype call for 2 seconds,
which,
kind of fighting a thing, and it never matters.
Fighting a union being a piece of shit, probably, right? Like, fighting
like, oh, this union dispute, blam, blam.
But,
like,
totally.
These workers are trying to unite.
The fact that that is her character in that movie leads me not to believe she's going to be fucking the resistance water boy in this movie.
I couldn't believe she was even there. What the fuck is the
that's
point?
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't,
she doesn't
she
doesn't kinda, belong in
no, I actually
yeah,
think, I mean, I think that she should be training Rey if that's the case. Like, because you set her up in this first movie as super force sensitive, super like, I know all about this, that, and the other thing. Like,
right.
She would be fine.
Too.
She had the lightsaber. It would make sense. And also you have Lupita Nyong'o to do something.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
But I mean, like, and the thing, here's my question to you, mostly to Eric, because he's the Star Wars guy, and we're all Star Wars guys. But what do you think about Leia being a full-on Jedi?
It was one of the parts
currently happening this Heir to the Empire book I'm reading right
now. I didn't mind it.
No, it's an old EU thing, but it's not in these movies. That's my problem.
Apparently it is now, dude.
She's got her own lightsaber.
I didn't mind it so much, and I know people take problem with, like, the flashback scene of her... Tarkin faced young with
her mannequin fighting Mark Hamill's mannequin.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was a payoff of the EU. And by the way, even Palpatine coming back is a payoff of the EU, like with the Dark Empire comic series, to name one. But like, I've conflicted emotions on.
But here's the thing.
I think I'm okay with
it. It's not in those. If it was in those first two movies, if she like, she's very clearly in those first two movies. Really force sensitive and has spurned the entire Jedi-ness and like, you know what I mean? Like she's able to do stuff. She could sense when Han dies. She could fly through space.
Yeah.
I get all that. But the fact that she went through all this training, that's like me telling you guys I was a medical doctor the whole time. I don't practice.
Wait.
I podcast.
What?
I work at book publishing. Well, wait, I went to 8 years of medical school.
Oh, you Dr. Ken?
Yeah.
Dr. Ken Jeong.
Yes. Chris, I've cut you off, I think.
No, it's go ahead.
No, but I mean, It's a little too fast. It's a little too late for me for her to be. I don't mind her being a Jedi again. Like it's been set up in the EU, but it's a nice end for the character.
Your
et cetera,
point
et cetera.
There points us to they should have thought about this as a trilogy. You're paying $4 billion for a property.
Yeah.
And I know, like I don't think Lucas had it all planned out, despite his propaganda campaign that he did. But he surrounded himself with competent people. They did reshoots. They worked hard to make each movie good on its own merits.
Yes. And this is not that. And that's
exactly.
But it's
this
also
is more like the prequels. This is like episodes 2 and 3 where we just rush through a bunch of shit.
Right. Just to get to
just
an
to
end
get
point.
To it. Yeah.
But I guess the weird difference is like we knew what the end game was for that. And this is like you had all this time. I mean, I think the greatest lesson to be learned from this movie is there's a reason why there are certain people that get paid to write things. And then the people who are complaining on the internet and not writing stories aren't being paid to write stories. Like, this is clearly just crafted from Reddit. Like, the best thing I saw, the best meme created was the famous like blue title cards, and it says written and directed by Reddit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that's what all this is. Like, it's jamming in all this EU stuff out of nowhere.
It's also true. Just like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, you just, like, you listen to these people who know nothing.
Let they me know be nothing very about clear. Hedgehog teeth.
And like, we know nothing as well. Matter, but, like, why are you bowing to these people? What is wrong with you? And
they're going to see your movie anyway.
It doesn't matter. You could make it. You could. I'm not kidding. You could put the Human Centipede Part 2 back out and put Star Wars over the title, and they would see it in droves.
It's true.
I am Darth Laser.
Shit, dude. Dieter Laser as Emperor Palpatine.
Honestly, Dieter Laser as whatever, maybe like some side villain in Mandalorian Season 2.
I will make a human centipede out of three Snokes, and now this Snoke has to go get my paper in the morning.
Wookiee Centipede.
Yes.
He did use dogs at the start, dude.
That's true. He starts with Wookiees, and then he graduates to Snokes.
JJ, I got this friend. This is me, Alec Baldwin. JJ, could you get a friend of mine into your movie? He just wants a small part.
The Human Centipede. JJ, it is brilliant. It is a brilliant film.
I'm going to send you my 35mm print.
Here's a thing that should be adapted into a Disney Plus television series.
Human Centipede.
Yes. The second thing should be a series about a very interesting group of people we come to know nothing about. All of the
stormtrooper people,
who are like Finn. You know, and they find them all on that island.
It's a cool idea.
It's a cool idea that doesn't get exported. At all.
I like that
woman
main actress.
Like the leader of them is awesome.
Finn being force sensitive now.
I'm okay with it,
but I'm fine. What? Yeah, I'm whatever with it. It didn't seem like. It seems
pretty
late,
stupid.
It seems
pretty
late in
stupid.
Life to develop it. But Leia training Rey. Why not just train Finn too? Just say that there's years that have passed.
Are you talking about the ones with the boar horses?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like them enough. I'm not sure about the ending with them, with the fucking riding these boar horses on the fucking
I think that's
top
kinda fun.
Of a Star Destroyer.
Dude,
which is
badass.
Not that windy, it turns out, up there.
It was bad.
I kind of enjoyed that. Yeah, I also
I didn't
cool.
mind. I also understand your point, though.
I will say I like the idea of Star Destroyers with Death Star capability on them.
Another
it makes
thing
sense.
That's not explored at all, though. Like, what a cool fucking technological development for Star Wars, and it's like one line of dialogue.
Well, it makes more sense if it's just the First Order do it. I actually like that there is
finally there's a final order.
There's a boardroom.
There's a First Order, and now there's a final order.
There's a boardroom scene with all these generals, and like some of them are there, and this is how we introduce Richard E. Grant, who I do like in this movie.
Not enough to do.
I do like him a lot. I just wish he was more, because he's like a Palpatine sycophant in that he's like, oh, I served you in the Empire and I'll serve you again. Have him there from the start. Have him be responsible for this return. I just feel like it's weird. Like, where did he come from? Because it was Hux kind of ruling the First Order, and then
he gives
Kylo
a big
under,
speech.
Yeah, so it just seems odd to me.
Whoa, you want him to be a character? The fuck are you talking about? It's Star Wars, the third fucking night
can
movie.
Can we mute this mic?
I'm getting close. I'm getting real close.
I do agree. I mean, like, I think that he's a bit rushed. I do like,
because he's such a great fucking actor.
He's great in the movie. Hux, I wish, did more than just be a spy.
I liked Hux. I like the Hux end. And here's this fucking unceremonious, surprising death that works. See, it can work.
I just think it would have made more sense for him to fucking bounce.
Yeah,
if he's killing stormtroopers.
Just get the hell out
of here. I was kind of, after he...
And then, think about
him
the
with
dynamic.
The fucking cane and the white ribbon wrapped around his injury like he's in the fucking Civil War. Are you kidding me?
That badge of courage. But, like, if he defected, it would be something. It'd be interesting. Like, obviously, we see Kylo Ren defects to the light side, and that's also killed in the
cradle. Dude, you know what? Now that you're talking about it, I like it. You start this movie off, and it's General Hux, and he's got a red mustache, and he's like, I'm part of the rebellion now, baby.
Right? Now he's like sleeping with slime monsters?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of strange.
Yeah,
dude. I like it over here. Yeah.
Hey, so here's another incredibly positive thing I'll say about this movie. Three little words, my friends.
Babu Frick again?
We love Babu Frick, don't
you,
we, folks?
You guys do.
No, here, get ready for this one, though. I think we can all agree. Billy Dee Williams.
He's good.
Oh, yeah, man.
I would like some explanation on... I wish they went into that. That's it. Apparently, there were scenes that, like, his family had been abducted by the First Order, his daughter, and that's who that girl is at the end.
Because
I'm sitting there seeing the final Star Wars Skywalker saga movie, and I'm like, oh, cool, now Billy Dee Williams wants to fuck this kid.
Well, no, that scene is so...
That's what it felt like.
You have to cut that scene out entirely.
You absolutely have to.
Because they cut her off mid-sentence. He's like, well, why don't we... And then they just cut to whatever.
Why don't we find out in the back of the Millennium
Falcon,
baby?
Yeah, it is very...
Well, we find him at Burning Man. What do you think he's after?
I love that. I love...
By the way, though... How is it that when someone says, like, I don't know who my family is, and then another person says, well, why don't we find out? Granted, it's sexy talk, but that's Billy Dee Williams. That's all he speaks in. How does that translate to I'm going to fuck this person?
That's just how I read it.
Yeah, I mean, let's find out who your family is translates to I'm going to fuck
you. We're going to make a family,
what
buddy.
What an odd pickup line. It's Oswald Cobblepot. I need to find my parents. Well, why don't we find out, Mr. Cobblepot? Oh, my God. I've never been touched like this before.
You know, I don't have the normal holes. You know? They're different. They're a little different.
Steve Sadak was doing the correct, this is the Penguin. Chris Cavan was doing the, this is Star Trek. Yeah.
Either or. But I mean, like.
So Billy Dee Williams is like.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's fun. I love that he shoots a stormtrooper with an arrow at the start of this introduction.
Pretty sweet.
But he's just like, hey, guys. Yeah, no, Luke Skywalker was looking for a Sith Wayfinder on this planet, and I just stayed there for 25 years.
I think he's just like, well. Hold on, is it legal here? Well, that's
the thing.
This is where I'll plant my flag.
If you have to retire, do it on a fun planet in the galaxy.
You know what? I can order spice, and they just come and deliver it to
me. That is the part. I just remembered it now, just speaking of Billy Dee Williams. When he rolls up with the armada at the end,
yes.
I did get a little teary. The galaxy coming together to fuck these people up.
You know what? Also, J.J. Abrams, like, we all have friends. I get it. And the fact that Dominic Monaghan shows up, that's anathema. Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, never the twain shall meet.
Well, it's like maybe you could have, I don't know, him and like Greg Grunberg, like, could have been Rose scenes.
We should talk about Rose. We spent 10 minutes on the death of Greg Grunberg. Oscar Isaac is ready to call off the attack because Greg Grunberg is dead. I'm like, give me a fucking break.
And that only matters to people who've read the books and comics and auxiliary materials because he's Snap Wexley, who is raised by Wedge Antilles.
Yeah,
it's like... So Wedge shows up that's for his cameo.
That's what did it for me specifically was when I saw
nice
Wedge
Nice flying, Antilles. Lando.
Oh, my son is dead.
Cool.
Maybe no he doesn't one knows, know yet.
That's completely fair.
Wedge, after that's this fair. After the events that's of this fair. Film.
Is
Wedge,
that my snap in there?
That's the thing. After the events of this film, Wedge Antilles got some really bad news.
Else is unknown and dead is the Knights of Ren. I would have loved.
Oh, Pete. Chuck Snapper.
Listen, like
Greg.
I don't care about knowing everything about them or if they're force sensitive, which they probably should have been because didn't he burn down the academy?
Yeah,
with
them.
Who
are those other students? Great question.
Shouldn't they use some force powers? But like we could have had a fight sequence set piece akin to like the throne room in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, fucking force fighting.
Can we see some fucking good choreographed fights?
You're
in
telling
this movie?
Me there's no Reddit fucking post that said, I want to see the fucking knights?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you saw them. There they are.
One great thing about the Knights of Ren, real quick.
Frank.
The
Reggie.
I love that guy.
Frenchie.
Frenchie's good.
Flippy.
Too.
Zeppo. Harpo. Chico.
Two times.
But. Their fucking ship is like spewing out like coal exhaust or something. Yes. It's like a fucking train. I I enjoyed that. That
dude, more trains in Star Wars, by the way. Something to think about.
I do think the Knights of Ren are okay. I think they're just okay.
They're again, nothing.
See, they're nothing. They're not but so is Boba Fett. I mean, like, come on, guys.
You're right.
What is Boba Fett? How do you text stuff?
In my, no. Fett has agency in terms of he has something to do in Empire Strikes Back.
Stuff,
he has something to do in Return of Jedi. He's taking Han Solo. He's a big instigator of the plot from Empire to Return of the Jedi. The Knights of Ren are extras in the background.
Yeah, they're standing in doorways.
That's fair. I think
Pudgy, Graham.
I do think that Rose
Beefer.
Rose we could have done a lot more with. And I think Rose is the fingerprint of Reddit. Is to me anyway. And I mean, like, I don't think that she needs. I don't know if I'm going to watch the Rose Tico Disney Plus series that everybody wants to have happen.
Probably not.
I mean, like, depending on what it is. But I mean, like, but the fact that she is so sidelined is the fingerprint of Reddit. It just doesn't
feel cohesive. Sorry.
Well, Dominic Monaghan got this fucking role from a bet with JJ, right?
Well, yeah, that's a hyperbole story that they told each
other.
Really? I mean, well, it's just a story.
Another story, and, you know, it's the internet and everyone, like you said, everybody's tossing blame and whatnot, but just to be fair to him and throw it out there, Chris Terrio did say that one of the reasons that happened with Rey is because she had a bunch of shit to do with Leia.
Rose.
And that had she had a bunch of scenes with
even
Leia.
Though that she was dead before the
got hired. Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. And that is the fucking J.J. Abrams calling card, because it's the same thing that happened with Lost, where it's like, yeah, this was all figured out.
Yes, it was.
You know
not.
What I mean? And like, clearly this wasn't either. But like, if that's true, Chris Terrio, then like we've said, like, take another year, rewrite your fucking movie, man.
And also, like, Rose, I mean, again, I don't think she needs to have like a 3-hour cut of this movie, but like, you can give her something to do that matters, because in the last movie she had something to do that mattered. She kind of sacrificed herself at the end, and like, even like, you're not even sure she's alive at the end, you know what I mean? Like, right, like, she's injured and like they take her off and like blah blah blah. It's like kind of like Finn at the end of the first one, if I'm remembering that properly.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, just have her be like, she's the one that blows up the thing at the end, or she's the one that, like, or even cares that Finn's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, because they set up a romantic thing that they totally nix in this one.
That's completely gone. Yeah.
It was also very hard for me to walk into this movie without having all the, like, Johnson hate in my head coming in and having that, like,
oh, you know what, Chris? Good.
Hey, Chris, did you like the part where Luke Skywalker as a ghost showed up and said, everything I said in the last movie was wrong?
Bullshit. It was all bullshit.
No, you can't throw a light sword. It's just a sacred thing.
That's something. A lot. That's another fingerprint.
It's that too was really that's much.
That's the fucking Reddit calling card right there, I think.
Because, I mean, like, it's one thing, like, you could say, oh, well, he learned more in the afterlife and blah, blah, blah. But, like, what he learns is, again, that the Jedi shouldn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, even Yoda's like, it's horseshit, dude.
It's all over with. The two of them sit there in The Last Jedi and watch that shit burn down. The last shot of that sequence is the two of them sitting on a log watching it all burn.
It's a simple fix. She throws it in, and then she decides, I have to go back and get it. I have to put my hand in the fire, literally, to get this thing back that I believe in. Right. It's so easy.
We've been dancing around her quite a bit. What do we think of Daisy Ridley? What do we think of a granddaughter Palpatine?
I mean, listen, here's the thing, and it's kind of just like aping a joke you've been saying already, so credit to Steve Sadak already, but like, never should Ross Palpatine use the word granddaughter. Granddaughter.
Ross is his son, which apparently the Force skips a generation.
When she shows...
Oh, I know, but not for Skywalkers.
When she shows up at Exegol and he's like, welcome, my grand... Both times. I think he says grandchild, which is a little more dignified.
Sure.
I am laughing. I laughed both times because I was like already out on the movie the first time. I think I'm like, oh, maybe this movie... And he's like, grandchild. And I'm like, oh, so man. Dumb.
Welcome back, my oogie boogie sweetums.
Oh, looks, Miss Big City Jedi decides to visit people Palpatine. Oh, well.
Oh, couldn't send a card on Life Day.
Couldn't I see.
FaceTime. I've been trying to FaceTime with
you. Look, Dad, Granddad, you didn't give me your stupid fucking Sith GPS, so I don't know how to get to you.
Also, my VCR is blinking 12. You're supposed to come over and fix it. I want to record my stories.
I told you not to move to Exegol. It's so far away from where I live.
I gotta take fucking two transports to get to Exegol, you son of a bitch. Why do you think I never visit?
The climate agrees with me. Get more for your money.
I'm a bit of a snow sith.
It's my lord.
I think she, I think she's dumb. Good. I actually think, I do
she
think
is
she's
good. She is. She is. Good.
She gets
she is
very. Good. She gets higher. In this movie, even more so than the first two, she gets handed a pile of shit and she makes it into something. I think
yeah, a lot of them.
And the
movie
character, and she makes the character still make sense somehow, which is a shocking thing for an actress to do because the character doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I like her being a reluctant Palpatine. I like her meeting her evil self on the Death Star. I kind of like that bit when we're on the Death Star and like. The idea of a sunken Death Star is really cool to me.
I think that shit's really awesome.
I did think it was.
And it feels like it
neato.
Should be where the climax of the film should be, possibly.
Oh, it's, yeah. No, it did. Oh, wait, but I left like 30 minutes before it ended. There's more.
So when did Palpatine? So Palpatine had a kid.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, my dad is so mean. Even though I got the keys to the Empire, they could be living in pig shit luxury.
But, yeah. But the kid didn't want to fucking go to, you know, take over the hardware store.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted to fucking have sex with Eve or whatever. Yeah,
the lady killing Eve.
Jodie Comer.
Yes.
So I'm just going to sell my child to, what was that guy's name? Udo
Kier. Ooh, yes, I'll take this
I
child.
Wish. Why not? It'll be a lot of fun.
Mr. Four Quarter Portions or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Simon Pegg.
Oh, right.
Yes. I'm speechless with some of this plot detail.
Well, because the thing is, like, in obviously in the last one, it's the great Adam Driver bit of, like, you know who you are. You're nobody. Your parents sold you for drinking money. And in this, it's like, well, actually, she thought that, but she was actually my granddaughter.
I feel like they should have just made her a clone. If just say Snoke's a clone, say she's a clone, and then she is kind of nobody because she's just a copy.
I mean, it does do the Star Wars thing of from a certain point of view, like,
right,
you know what I mean.
And the fucking prequels were all about friggin' clones.
Yeah,
Why aren't we more openly cloning if we're gonna fucking bring people back?
If we
from
have
the dead?
This technology, just keep cloning people, like, whatever.
Seriously. As Dominic Monaghan says, like, cloning, dark technology. That's what Palpatine's all about. Like, who are you again?
Dude, it is fucking ridiculous that he is in this movie. It is so stupid.
I do love the Oscar Isaac line of somehow Palpatine has returned. Somehow I'm running out the clock on this contract, which ends at the strike of midnight, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah. When I saw the Death Star all broken on the ground, I was like, whew, somebody had fun.
Here's a question. Play a game of does this work?
Okay.
Harrison Ford in this movie.
It's the only way this makes... Like, here's the thing. The problem is...
A non-force ghost.
He's a non-force ghost, and he says, "I'm a memory." And you're like, "Wait, what? Don't worry about it."
No, exactly. It's a ghost. It's not a force ghost. It's a normal ghost.
I mean, the thing is,
it's a woo-woo ghost.
I think that there's a way in which this makes sense, which Leia is projecting that onto him. That's her final kind of a thing.
Mm. Okay.
Like, I guess
maybe that's possibly what's happening, but it seems like a stretch. Like, just explain.
It's the only way you can redeem this character, which I actually think shouldn't have been redeemed. I like Adam Driver a lot. Obviously, I think he's great. I think he's a great villain, and, like, let's call him a villain.
I kind of like the redemption. I feel like, if anything, if you're going to do that, go all the way, because at the end of Return of the Jedi, Vader is redeemed, instantly dies. In this movie, Kylo Ren is redeemed, instantly dies.
Yeah.
Subvert the expectation and have him live.
It's harder because, Vader had the death of Alderaan on his hands.
Right.
It's kind of hard to walk around
War
in the world like, no,
tribunal.
I'm cool, man. Yeah. Look, I'm wearing I was wearing a black shirt before that, man. I was bad.
Yeah.
White shirt. So cool.
Change of heart.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's messier.
Well, you know what? Drop him off on that fucking Luke Skywalker island.
That's a good
exile.
One.
That scene with Han Solo would work so much better if there was nobody, because he's all alone.
Yeah.
That's like the point of the whole moment is like, I killed my fucking dad. My mom's dead. I am all the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But no, you have to have another goddamn Ford moment.
Yeah, I mean, I
drove me nuts. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, you said that the Han Solo moment would work if Han Solo wasn't there. What are you saying?
Like his, not his, it's Kylo Ren's moment.
Yeah.
Like
it was just him talking to himself,
like,
I guess.
Or just like not even talking, like just like looking around and like knowing that he's all alone for real. Like
right.
he yeah. fucking did it to himself.
Right.
He did all of this to himself.
Yeah.
But no, you don't, because he's got to be a nice little fucking boy that you're doing.
But it is at least a great, I think it's a great moment after he hucks the lightsaber in the water and then he turns around and he's gone. At least for that moment, he is totally alone.
Yeah. Well, when he's after with Ridley. But like then I don't know why you have this moment with Han Solo other than just be like, you know, you love Harrison Ford, right? He's back, everybody. He's
I
back.
Mean, it's that's that how I kind of felt about it.
It's hard because he did the most unforgivable thing, which is kill Harrison Ford. Like, yeah. So you have to have him on. You don't have to, but the only way they thought that audiences would buy him as a nice guy is if Harrison Ford's like, I'm cool being dead. You know what I mean, guys?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's actually really great.
I did like
I
that
can
the...
go be Indiana Jones.
You know that movie, Dracula Dead and Loving It? I'm Dracula, folks. I love it.
I oh, man. I lost it again. Man,
Han Solo, dead bastard.
Oh, I liked how... those like final moments of their interaction is just mirroring the
yes.
dialogue from Force Awakens. I thought that was, and it's something,
and it's sort yeah. of like that's that makes it more of a memory if we're playing the memory game.
Memory,
oh fuck yeah, Kevin.
It's definitely like a lesser problem for me. I didn't
no, yeah,
really
the,
mind
on the
it
list
that
of
much.
Stuff that I. And I mean,
I'm going to say something positive I liked about the
please.
Movie that the hyperspace. No, the hyperspace jumping. I
that's
it was,
fun.
It was
that was
fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And it carries over one thing from The Last Jedi that the First Order TIE fighters can enter hyperspace and catch up with them.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's,
and,
it's something. It's something.
And yeah. also at some point, I think when we're not negating Last Jedi entirely because we say the Holdo maneuver, which is also a hilarious thing. They're like, well, how are we going to do it? Some guy's like, I think it's even Dominic Monaghan's like, hey, I'm in this movie. I'm like, fuck. And the, but he's like, why don't we do it? Why don't we do a couple of Holdo maneuvers? And then everyone's like, well,
couple.
No. And it's like, that is a 1 in a million shot. Also, like, that's suicide. Like, you know, we're not going to be suicide bombers.
We don't have right. those big ships. You understand?
A part
you had
of
a big
me
ship.
Read that as almost fan service to be like, Holdo maneuver. No, that's stupid. That's stupid from a stupider movie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of how I read it.
I don't know. I thought that and then there's that part when he's talking to Kerry Russell's character, who I don't know.
Zori.
I think it's Zori. And he's like...
Zori Bliss.
And I like Poe in this movie. I think that Oscar Isaac doesn't really... And he's much more of a slapdash kind of like, ha-ha, kind of a character in this movie, which
yes.
I yeah. think makes a lot more sense for the character. And he's just like, you know, we had at the Battle of Crait, we called out, nobody came. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
that still sticks in his craw. You
right.
know what I mean?
And
like,
it seems really weird that Billy Dee Williams and Lando Calrissian can just get the entire universe to show up in a second.
I
guess because he's had sex with all of them?
No, I think it speaks to the fucking suaveness of Lando Calrissian, man. You got Oscar Isaac, you know, fucking Poe Dameron. Like, he's just like this swindler scoundrel kind of a guy. But, you know, and he's handsome in his own right or whatever, but he's yeah. not as suave
but, so
as Lando Calrissian.
When they sent out the distress call about Crete or whatever, did Lando get it and be like, nah, it's not dirt. It's carnival here. So I'm not coming. I'm not going to convince anyone.
It's possible, man. He's off the grid there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you see, it's Fat Tuesday here. We can't be doing that.
What do you think of
Lobot's wasted in the back?
Dude, Lobot should have came back. What
yes.
do you think about
Poe? Lobot was executed.
Poe is a spice runner, man. He's a drug dealer.
I'm fine with it.
I think it's rad because it adds to, like, I mean, because
yes.
he is the Han Solo of
yes,
this
for
trilogy.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nice that, like, that, you know, it plays into the piratey scoundrel
yes.
stuff,
and
you know, of those kinds
exactly.
of characters in the Star Wars universe.
They made Poe like the Han Solo,
right?
He's the X-Wing pilot, and Finn, they were, I guess he's more sensitive now. I don't
fucking
know.
Jedi kind of, I don't know.
I liked him in this movie.
I'm not saying I disliked him. I'm just saying they could have done something better with this character.
I think he's good with Poe.
Yeah.
I think the scenes with Rey are not good.
There's
for the most part.
Apparently
yeah.
that when he was like, they fall into the quicksand or whatever,
yeah.
the thing he wanted to tell Rey was not that he loved her.
That it's Jedi.
That he has force powers.
That's the force power stuff.
It'd be cool if it ever came back.
It'd be cool.
That moment ever paid off.
Well, yeah. That's the problem is that, like, okay, he's force sensitive. do something with it.
No, totally.
Why don't you do something except for just saying, oh, I'm going to say something. Oh, I'm going to say something. Well, oh, I'm going to say something.
That was another thing that I read on the internet today, so I don't even know if it's a true thing. But in when they're on top of the Star Destroyer and whatever, he supposedly did use the Force to fix the thing that was wrong.
Yeah.
And they just animated BB-8 over it, fixing it instead.
That makes sense. I mean, again, this movie, I mean, look, here's the thing. And
I don't know if that's true, but
there's plenty about this movie I like. There is, I will say, with a capital P, plenty. This movie's a fucking mess.
It's a mess. It's
and they put again, it. They rushed it out.
It is okay to like it, and I know this is probably the 100th thing you've seen of people yelling about it, but
it's worth okay yelling like about. It. I think it's worth yelling about.
But
I still
it's enjoyable.
Would say that I liked the movie.
Yeah,
I had a lot of problems with it, and that's okay because there's no fucking flawless piece of anything,
I think I fall on disliking the movie, but yeah. I realize this trilogy's over and I don't need to have such a strong opinion. I can let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also
I think can finally live.
That's, yes, Eric, you can. Finally today.
Yes.
I just don't like it. I hate it, in fact. But my whole thing is like, you wouldn't give this kind of like excuses to any other movie. You would not allow it.
It's true.
It would not happen. So when people are like, okay, there's one or two excuses I have to make this work. Yeah. That's fine. That's what I expect from Star Wars. Sure. There's a couple conveniences. Mm-hmm. This is convenience after convenience after convenience to make this thing that nobody fucking wanted except for these idiots on Reddit.
Chris has a good point here because like so many people, speaking of J.J. Abrams, hated Star Trek Into Darkness. And it's a fucking cohesive movie.
Yeah.
Despite whatever problems you have with it, it is it's well made.
You can dislike that he's Khan.
Which I kind of do. But it is a cohesive, well-made movie.
Yeah. It's really well paced.
Here's my thing on this movie. I think the floor was always it was going to be the sixth best Star Wars movie.
And it's not.
It is the sixth best Star Wars movie.
To you.
For me. No, it is.
Disagree.
Hang on a second. In the saga,
you're saying
nine saga films only.
Whoa, no. I'm counting all the other properties. Solo. I put Solo and Rogue One above
this. That's fair.
But just talk.
And by the way,
saga.
I think this is better than Solo and Rogue One.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to rewatch Solo. I'm the weird guy who rewatched Rogue One, and I think it's really fucking great. And I liked it a lot.
I rewatched Rogue One, and I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
I rewatched everything, and I liked Rogue One. I put Solo above it. I know I'm weird.
But so let's just say, though, for the sake of argument, Skywalker Saga only, where does this land betwixt nine movies?
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Last Jedi, Force Awakens, and then, this.
Yeah.
So it is.
That's kind of where I'm, I've been. But I mean, I also think that the characters are enough to carry me through a messy landing. I think that they do. I mean, it's a messy movie.
Really curious how we're going to perceive this movie 10 years from now.
Oh, totally.
And I'm sure I'll soften on it. Maybe someone will harden on it.
I don't think people are going to soften. Like, I kind of feel like this is one of those things where people cannot perceive of how bad it is because, like, you're comparing it to the prequels. Some of the worst movies, like at least the first
two. But you have to. It's all part of the same thing.
You don't have to do nothing.
Yes, you do.
It's anything.
Chapter 9 of a thing that started with chapter 1, 2, 3.
I'm saying in a couple years, you might come to the point where you're like, this is as bad as those prequels.
I could see that.
Because like it's too new. It's right here. It's
just you're saying that, then you are comparing it to the prequels.
I am. Of course I am.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people are ready. Like, I think because those things are so bad and they have such a story, a backstory of being bad, it's the biggest deal in the world that those movies suck.
Yeah.
So I think you're not ready to see them on the same scale as this, what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I think that those prequel movies are bad for a lot of reasons. One being, like, the leads are terrible. They're you know what I mean? And, like, they're wooden and they're not fun. And that this movie doesn't do that because I think that the leads at least have arcs that sort of make sense even if you don't like them, and also the characterization and the acting is better. I think that's exactly right
because between these, so 7, 8, and 9, two of J.J. Abrams, one of Rian Johnson, and I don't
you know, I don't think J.J. Abrams is a great director, but he and Johnson, I think, both can direct actors really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that, even though, like, this Rise of Skywalker is not great, there are good performances yep. in it that at least don't feel like,
love me like you did when we were on Naboo. Yeah.
Like, the course, fucking yeah. delivery. Yeah.
And again,
like, Attack of the Clones specifically is wretched.
Yes.
And it's because George Lucas can't direct actors.
Yeah.
He can come up with all these cool ideas for the story and whatever, sure. and that's awesome. And, you know, we owe a lot to him, but he cannot direct an actor to save his fucking life.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely that's true. All. I don't know. That's a weird fucking rant to end on. So I guess maybe, you know, we're over an hour here. So final thoughts and maybe a
letter grade.
Ranking.
Yeah, we could do it.
I already ranked.
Yeah, ranked.
We all said
people complain when we rank. I mean, yeah. How about this? How about like final thoughts and where maybe do a letter grade if you want to and where you see Star Wars going from here?
Okay. Final thoughts. Again, I think top line, this movie is a mess. I think that there's no way to spin this wherein this movie is not a mess. And that's a problem because the other two movies were not messes. Force Awakens, I think. I rewatched it. I found it a little more wooden than I had in the past. But at the very least, like, Abrams has... And the thing that I like about Abrams as a stylist is he has really impressive shots.
Yeah.
He's got a really impressive ability to compose a shot that, like, gives you that gee whiz wonder. And this movie is a little too fast for that. It's not slow enough where you could stop and be like, holy crap. Like, yeah. the Death Star in the water is, like, such a cool idea, and it happens so fast you don't get to linger with it, which you want to do in an Abrams movie. Ultimately, it's a mess, but I like the characters. I like sort of... I like the ultimate end of the film. I do kind of like Rey with her own lightsaber. I kind of hope it's the last time I ever see her, even though I really like the character.
Mm-hmm.
I would like... I think what The Mandalorian has shown us is the best way to do Star Wars is to stay away from the big totem poles. Leave those as the totem poles and build on top of it and yep. find characters that could have existed in between those things, races that could have existed between those things, things in the nooks and crannies that we always wanted to see that we never saw. That is the way to explore the story further and leave the Skywalkers, the Palpatines, the Fetts, all of them out of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree on almost all those points. I'll say two things we didn't talk about that really stuck with me and I really didn't like. The ending mm-hmm. where she takes the name Skywalker. I'm like, well, that just inverts everything you were just talking about.
Could I fight you?
It was kind of a laughable moment.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, this is supposed to be the end of the Skywalker saga. And you're like, no, there's more Skywalkers. We swear.
Here's the thing. The funny thing, that moment could work in either a way where she is Palpatine's granddaughter, or this whole movie happened where she wasn't Palpatine's granddaughter and she felt the legacy, and like maybe she was nobody and she put it away and they're like, well, I'm a Skywalker. Like, that's actually kind of nicer. But I'm sorry, I cut you off.
But like, she's no, like, the switching of the nobody thing is probably my biggest issue
sure,
of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to talk about real quick is Kylo. We didn't really talk about him that much. Sure. The helmet is stupid. But two, like, they plod so much from the Kijimi to the end with like, we're gonna meet here. Be bad. No. Be bad. Yeah. No. Be bad. No. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, you do what your mother tells you, dude.
I just didn't. I found it really limp. Like, yeah. I felt like they just like coughed this out. I never felt rush. I never felt like any thrill the way I usually feel with Star Wars. I'm over talking, but like, yeah, I really had a lot of hatred for this movie.
I didn't have as much hatred as you, obviously. I there's a lot I like, there's a lot I dislike. And your point about the ending, I think it's kind of right, because we kind of like get there, and even though there's the Sith fleet and shit, it feels like nothing happens.
Yeah.
It feels like we hardly get anything
to fucking
this.
Action literally never gets off the ground, dude. That yeah. fleet doesn't fucking take off.
Go to Coruscant or something. Show me something.
Oh, dude, a Star Wars city battle?
Yeah.
Fuck, 75-911.
How about a siege? Yeah. Do a blockade again. But I don't know. And then like Palpatine, like force sucking power out of people, and then he switches from suck to blow.
Dude, I mean, that part is so ridiculous. He comes in and he's like, if you kill me, you'll become me, unless you reflect energy from a lightsaber, yeah. which is totally different than killing me.
Okay. No, I'm actually Dracula now. I'm actually Dracula.
I saw it twice, but I guess he does. Does he? He dies, right?
He disintegrates, sort of. Yeah.
You see him like melt. Yeah.
Yes. Kinda but cool. It's probably a problem that I saw this twice and don't even remember how the villain dies because there's so much shit happening that we can't breathe for a second. And to that end, you can't have a well-crafted dogfight in space or something. You can't have a lightsaber battle that is interesting to look at because we have to get to the next plot point because this is something that should have been like two movies, right? Just split them in half, Infinity War, Endgame. Like, I don't know why we're so beholden to the idea of a trilogy just because that's what it was.
Branding.
Yeah, it's branding.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's branding. Of course it is.
I mean, it's all just nostalgia poisoning, I think a lot of people have gotten over Star Wars. And obviously myself included, because I'm a pig in shit with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's also my own problem because then I watch this movie and I'm set up to be disappointed.
But I think, I don't know. I mean, you're talking to a lifelong Star Trek fan over here, and like, you know, I only know disappointment for the most part. Like, a lot of those fucking TNG movies are fucking terrible.
Well, this is kind of why I want to flood the gates with Star Wars content, because there's been so much Star Trek. And you can find good shit in those nooks. And
you can.
TNG, TOS, whatever. Yeah. Maybe you don't have to be a Voyager guy if you don't want to be. And it's like, maybe if we make enough of these movies, I can have the ones I like, and I can just not give a fuck about anything else.
Right. And I think you do have that. There's plenty of these movies that you like.
Yeah.
Right. There's also, this one that you don't like. And there's the prequels that you don't like, which people like.
But the hours of Star Trek.
Right.
Compared to the hours of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Even
more.
With the new Disney output.
There's more. No, I know.
Way more.
There's way more.
That's all I'm saying.
A lot of it's bad, too.
I know.
But I get what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to.
And who's on first?
I'm just saying, if the pool is really big, I'm not going to taste the chlorine as much.
That's perfectly fair.
Or the piss, actually, more likely. Accurately.
I think this movie's a mess. I think it was a totally fine experience seeing it in the theater. For me, now I'm kind of in a place where I'm totally happy to wait till October when The Mandalorian comes out. Again, season two. And, I'm reading these like books now and I'm kind of going back through stuff. So I don't know. I'm in a weird place.
Keep reading.
Yeah. I do think, I don't know. I think there's, I don't know. It's, we'll see.
We will see. That's a great place to leave it, Steve. We will see. I think is a perfectly fine place to leave it. So that has been the WHM on screen for Star Wars Episode 9: The Rise of Skywalker. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
I'm the dark clone of Steven Sadak.
I'm just Chris Gabin.
I'm Eric Siska, disintegrating at the end of the movie.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.